traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Laser beam of urine shooting all over. And I go, yo, if I went like this, oh my God. Bro, I freaked out. I freaked out. I was like, wake up, please. And she was like, I have a different prop every show. Today it just happens to be a Streamy Award that I won.
But does it say the night shift on it?
No. Yeah, it says Logan Paul. What do you get
it
off?
It says the night shift. He's always plugging his bullshit show. Actually, no, it's a good show. It's a good show.
Bro, I have... It is. Wait, are we rolling?
Yeah.
I have... Can't even believe, because this is new for me, the amount of people that have come up in the past month to be like, yo, I love your show. I'll be at Warwick. Right? Actual normal people come up to me and they're like, yo, I watch the night shift every episode. So it's amazing. And I still am getting used to this.
Yeah, you did good, man. You're creating a spinoff show. I'm trying to get Evan to do the same Dwarf Mamba. And also... Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, hit that button for me, bro. I just got a text from Jed, who reviews all the episodes. Jed is our review team. One hand man review team.
Yep.
He said, have an Amazon plan in motion. Do you guys want to go?
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Like, this episode comes out Monday, so we may already be in the Amazon by the time this comes out.
Is there a chance we miss like a filming or whatever? Like we'd have to, or can we film down there?
Man, yeah, of course. We'll vlog it. We'll drive awareness. Okay. Raise a lot of money.
Wow.
It'll be sick.
Am I still invited?
Of course. Even though you don't live in the house.
He doesn't live here anymore.
No,
he's gone. We bring David the German.
We can't bring you, man. You can come. We still like you.
I'm still on the number one podcast, right?
Of course, bro.
Yeah.
And you're the fucking most level-headed.
True. Is there any house gossip going on? We just did a boys only right before this.
5 minutes before.
I feel like
this.
We talked about everything.
We're pretty tapped out.
Blew our.
We did.
We got a new maid. There was the old maid.
Hey, what's her name again? Susily.
You made her seem like she's from Sicily.
Yeah. It's like she's from Italy.
Why don't we talk about the one that didn't get the job?
Oh. So there's an audition process for every new employee, every new hire at the house. Chef Katie won the chef contest, obviously. We had some interesting chefs.
Yeah,
similarly, we had some interesting maids audition. And one of them... How do I say this? Help me.
Let's put it this way. As opposed to talking about it from a current stance, let's talk about what happened at the end of the day. Danny came up to me. And she said, hey, Micah, I'm rating the maids from today, and I need your two thoughts on the maid from today. I have a problem with my voice. And I said, she was definitely a pirate in a former life. 100%, hands down, not open to any questions on it. She was a pirate. Number two, and this is the important one, she is going to kill every single person in this fucking house. So it's 100% guaranteed we're all fucking dead if we hire this lady.
I woke up and Mike told me that. I'm like, surely this can't be that bad. So I go up and I wave at her. I'm like, hey, I'm Logan, by the way. She's like, hi.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I understand what's happening. And then she turned around and at one point and bent over. I saw just a Riley Reid tramp stamp going up her spine.
She had a slew of Russian prison tats, dude.
Damn.
I mean, by the way, sweet lady. Sweet lady. I had a conversation with her.
Do you know what her PayPal was that we paid her with?
Don't say the numbers. Just the, yeah.
It was Dark Soul. Dark Soul, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's just
Dark Soul.
My question is when in the application process did someone invite this person in? And that's who was a good one to try out.
You FaceTimed her. You FaceTimed her and didn't immediately think this lady's going to make us all walk the plank?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? Hey, DarkSoul666@gmail.com. Come on by. Like, we'll see you soon.
Just need you to sign the NDA. No big deal. What the fuck, Danny?
She was good on FaceTime. It happens. It's a classic catfish. This is a catfish. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but is it, if you get cat, can you, once you FaceTime someone, doesn't that generally break the cat?
Like,
yeah.
Usually if you're trying to hook up with, like, a hot chick that you found online, if it's, like, bigdicknick456@gmail.com, like, you might pump the brakes a little bit.
Shout out Big Dick Nick, Nick Foles, Eagles winning quarterback.
All right, let's bring on our guest. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Disney Channel legend in the house today. He played Corey Baxter on That's So Raven. And the spinoff, Corey in the House. He's a musician, a voice actor and owner of an electric bike company. It's Kyle Massey.
Let's go.
There we go.
Let's go.
Yes.
What's good?
Yo, so before good to see you, by the way.
What up, bro? On camera love.
Let's go.
I already did the behind the scenes love.
Before you came on the show, you were testing the mic a little bit and you're like, yeah, I like the way I sound.
I love the way I sound. Like, some people are scared of the way they sound, but, like, you know, I always talk in mics. I always, like, you know, write raps and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just love the way I sound.
Yeah,
so
you sound as good as you smell, dude. Yeah, you know what I'm smell good, too.
Yeah.
You just walked in smelling.
I don't know how to say this.
Oh, he does, like, smell good. I smell it. Yeah. Holy shit.
Do you ever get an initial vibe from the guests, like right off the bat, they come in and like a lot of times for me, I'm just like, oh, this might be this or might be this dude up. Just gives me all the good vibes. You know? This dude's a smiling, smells good.
I'm all about good vibes, bro. Like, straight up, like, I think I saw it on, like, Puff Daddy's Instagram or something, and it was like, from here on out, like, good vibes only. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and, like, I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm going to give, like, everywhere I go. Bro.
Question.
You
know what I mean? I love that. And yeah. I try to do the same. What happens when you're receiving bad vibes? If you're somewhere.
I'm out.
You dip.
You dip. You skirt.
Yo, but some people.
Get out of there, bro.
I agree. But some people say that's rude. Sometimes it's hard to just, like.
Who cares if it's rude from a person with bad vibes?
Or, like, sometimes you're on a plane, dog.
Oh yeah, then that's
plain dog.
That's like a sticky situation. Yeah, you know, you probably got, like, some kid next to you, some, you know what I mean? Like,
all right.
So then you gotta,
that's why you pack
accept,
a parachute.
Accept the vibes. Or get some headphones, yeah. And that's your excuse.
Oh, headphones. You know,
on the far opposite end of the spectrum, the other day I was flying probably back from New York, and I got sat next to a service dog who had his own seat. And boy, let me tell you, cool. I was happy. Wow. I got sat next to him. And the lady was, she was like a French-speaking lady who's sitting next to him, the handler. And I was like, ma'am, I love your dog. Can I pet him? And she was like, please, go ahead, pet my dog.
What?
I had the best flight ever, dude. Just me and the little homie hanging out, dude.
Normally, like, they'd be like, nah, don't
you're not
touch it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's chill. But, I mean, if he's chilling on the plane, like, come on. It's like, not a big deal. Mm-hmm.
He would always just look at her. Like, yo, are you good?
What,
like,
kind of dog was it?
It was like a mixed breed, but it definitely was like.
He was doing his service by looking at her. That's
straight
that's
up. That's what I'm saying.
He was keeping her company, bro.
In.
She didn't have nobody to fly with.
I was at the airport the other day, and I saw a little wiener dog with a vest on it. It said nut detection dog. Have you seen this?
Nut detection?
Bro, she must have a severe peanut allergy. Like severe,
oh,
by the way.
Shit.
Like, double EpiPen.
In the femur.
Yeah. So, nut detection dog.
She got to be, like, super allergic.
Like, homie,
peanuts,
if you. If you right. got nuts, bro, this dog knows.
That's not straight good.
Up. That's crazy.
Yo, I have a random question for y'all. I want all y'all to be honest. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I want all you guys
I like
to be
this.
Honest. All right? Because and then y'all can ask me and I'm going to be honest too. All right? When was the last time you really pissed yourself?
Look out!
I was a Burning Man.
A Burning Man?
Yeah, bro.
How long ago?
This was like... a year and a half ago. I'm not proud. I'm not.
It could have been 2 years ago. It could have been 2 years today.
Yeah, because Burning Man's happening right now.
Right now.
You could have just pissed yourself.
So this is the anniversary of your pissing.
Wow.
It really. You could have been pissing yourself right now.
It really could be. And by the way, it didn't end. It just pissed, dude. I threw up on myself. Somehow, some moron gave me a gallon of chocolate milk. Guess where that ended up? On myself.
Well, dude, like, I got a great piss story.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The last time I vividly remember, I was fishing with my dad. I was fishing with my dad in a remote lake in Canada.
Yes.
You had to fly into this lake on a boat plane. There was no roads.
Whoa.
Yeah. What? We stayed on an island with a couple cabins. We were the only ones there. We're on this boat, okay? Little dinghy craft. And we're skirting around the lake. Can't find a fish. Can't find any fish. We're looking for walleye, right? We come across, we start hitting like some of the biggest walleye you have literally ever seen in your life.
What is walleye?
Is that like walleye?
Don't know what walleye is?
Oh, you guys don't know what walleye is?
I'll pull up a picture right now. Walleye is the type of fish. I actually caught a fish Ohio fish walleye, 31 and a half inches. These motherfuckers get big.
They're a bit bony, but they're good.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So
that's a walleye.
So we were hitting, okay? We were living large, and I'm like, I really have to pee. I just have to pee. And my dad's like, no. We're hitting right now. You can't.
Oh, you can't pee in the water.
Yeah.
And scare the walleye.
No, yeah. He's like, you can't pee. I'm like,
It must. It probably scares deer. We were hitting, okay?
Yeah. And
I pee around marijuana plants sometimes to keep deer away.
Yeah.
It really works. Way. Human piss, actually, yeah.
You got to send us a video of you doing that.
I'm more than happy to.
So long story short,
some things you know. You know.
I get like probably like an hour past this moment where I really have to piss. And I'm like, Dad, I have to piss. And he's pissed at this point that I have to piss.
He's pissed.
And so he's like, no. Like, you're not peeing. And so I'm like,
fucking Bob,
I'm like, dude,
what's Bob's problem?
I just lit my pants up. Just fully pissed.
Oh, like on purpose. Like you were like, you know what? Fuck you, Dad. I'm gonna piss my pants.
It was a spite piss.
It
was a spite piss. And then when I hopped off on the dock, I step up and he sees that I pissed myself and he was so disappointed in himself.
He didn't give you many options, bro.
You want to know why? How old were you?
I was young.
Because then he had to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
And he would have rather him just pissed off the side of the boat.
Yeah, piss off the walleye versus in his pants.
That's true.
So quickly.
Wait, I just want to say, Bob seems like the type of dad who like didn't plan on being a dad. He kind of had to.
Fucking A. Fucking kid.
No.
Are you...
That was for my sister. My sister was older. That was an accident. Okay. I was a little more on purpose.
What about you, Mike?
I'm pretty sure everyone on the set and in this garage is aware that I don't piss myself.
Lies.
No.
He has wet dreams.
No.
He poops.
Poop myself.
Okay.
Shit yourself.
I can't remember the
last time. That costs way more money than pissing yourself.
It sucks.
Because you can wash out the piss, but you have to throw away the...
You got
to...
Yeah. So the infamous story, obviously, is my sister's wedding. My younger sister's wedding. Everyone knows that story. I pooped in my tuxedo. I pooped in my rented tuxedo. And it was rented, so I just got to give the pants back. Shout out Men's Warehouse in fucking Philly. I'm so sorry.
We went in to get our tuxes for the super real Jake Paul and Tana wedding, and he was in Men's Warehouse and was nervous that they were going to have him blacklisted.
He's like, don't run my ID. Don't run my name.
I had like a bad...
I don't have an email. Sorry, ma'am.
I had a bad Cuban sandwich the night before at a gas station in fucking Annapolis or some shit.
Oh my God.
But that wasn't the last time. This is late breaking. I got a late breaking one. This is the only other time.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. That was 6 years ago, and here's one that happened.
Yo, gas station food's never a good idea.
Ever.
I'm just gonna disclaim.
Ever.
Here's one that happened in the past. I hate to fucking say this, but happened in the past six
Say that shit.
Past 6 weeks.
Say that shit.
Wait, 6 weeks?
I was on a juice cleanse.
Six weeks ago.
I was on a juice cleanse, and I went to shoot an episode of Menial Task with Banks, and we were in a supermarket.
Juice cleanses can be...
That's what it was. This wasn't uncontrollable poop.
Juice cleanses...
And I had just taken the fifth drink of the day, which was...
That's a lot of...
The beet juice.
Oh.
And I got to aisle 3.
Oh, no.
And...
Yeah.
I think Banks, like, made me laugh or some shit. And some shit happened.
Never trust a fart on a juice cleanse.
So I learned.
Never. Yep, if you drink a lot of water, don't trust a fart. You gotta like.
Kyle, the fact that you asked us this question makes me think you, like, this happened today.
That's what's so crazy. So I had a, bro, like, have y'all ever had like a really crazy dream? And I'm talking about like, it's so real like you legit think like.
Of course.
You're in this dream until you wake up, right? Bro. I had a dream I was pissing, bro.
Yes.
And woke up half like pissed on and like, but I woke up like before I finished my, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
mid pee, like, but I woke up like I had a, I had a literally a dream.
A wet dream, but with piss.
No, it wasn't.
Literally. A cold, golden dream.
A golden dream.
But it's just like, yo, and that happened like 2 days ago. And I was
how
like,
old are you?
Exactly. My birthday is on the 28th. I'll be 28 on the 28th.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? Was, Virgo
was,
gang.
Was your girl in bed with you?
No, yes, she does. She doesn't know that.
Damn.
Oh. Katana.
No, literally.
No, literally. Katana. I didn't get any on her, though. I can honestly and proudly say that I, you know, like, I caught it. It was at the beginning of the stream. You know, it wasn't midstream. If you're midstream, it's like impossible to stop pissing. If you're midstream,
it's tough.
It was like
skilled.
You know what I'm saying? So I caught it like right before it got out of hand.
Oof.
You know, it was just like a little leakage, but it wasn't like it didn't. I don't know if it
yo,
was,
that's
you know what I'm saying.
It sounds close to an actual wet dream.
Like, I really cannot.
It kind of is
because you're wet technically, but I call it, there's wet dreams and that's like sex, but then there's like that's wet that's actually dreams. That, no, I, that's I, actually called an R. Kelly. What you're talking about.
He was not in my dream. I would have remembered for sure.
The last story you
I would have remembered if he was in my dream.
The last story you read that night was that he didn't show up for his trial that day and you went to bed with R. Kelly on your mind and pissed yourself.
No, that definitely was not the reason, bro. It was me at the toilet. I had a dream that I don't know. Anyways.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You know, dude, I know a couple like girlfriends of mine, friends that are females, that when they get drunk, it's like a ritual to piss the bed.
Yeah.
It's a thing. And all of her friends, it's one girl, all of her friends are like, we can't let her go to sleep on that couch. She's
gonna, do not let her go to, it's like when somebody gets a concussion, don't let her go to sleep.
Yeah, that's a thing. I actually just realized, I don't know if this counts, but during my last Ironman, I pissed myself 4 times.
Oh, the fuck out!
Yeah,
you told me that.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Because you didn't stop. You can't stop.
No, you don't stop. You just piss.
What do you think? Yeah, there's an asterisk for sporting events? Bro, of course it counts,
hard,
bro.
Stop mid-pee, bro. That should be like a sport.
Four times? Sure. Yeah, four stop times. Mid-pee. Dude, you're going for 112 miles. And you're drinking water the whole time.
Well, is everyone just pissing themselves?
Yeah.
Bro, oh my God. Wait a second.
I pissed myself on the marathon, too,
I thought he was talking about Iron Man.
Like when he was dressed up as like, Iron Man.
Oh, the movie. He loves the Avengers.
It was so good. I pissed myself four times.
Iron Man.
That'd be better. That'd be better.
That'd be yo, great.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to time it because I didn't want to hit anybody when I was on the bike. And the wind just takes it right off your body.
So when you're cycling, you're pissing all over the place.
Yeah.
All those poor fans that think it's sweat.
Oh, no.
It's bad. You don't want to. Yeah. A lot of people do it.
Damn,
you'll see it. It's common.
Literally in the dick sand.
You wear a diaper?
Well, no. I mean, you're wearing just like what you get out of the water, you wear on the bike. You literally hop out of the water, sprint to your bike, get on your bike, and go for 112 miles.
And it's just piss everywhere. Piss in the water, piss on the bike. Piss in the wind.
Quickly, because I'm sure this has got to be almost done with the piss and poop, right? Got to be close. The one last thing I'm going on it is you spoke about the one girl that you have friends with. We had the other one. Do you remember the one time it happened to me here at the house?
That's what I'm saying.
I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I felt like some shuffling in the bed. And I looked next to me and there was a motherfucking laser beam of urine shooting all over. And I go, yo, if I went like this, oh my God. Bro, I freaked out. I was like, wake up, please. And she was like, And then every time I did it, it shifted the stream. And so it was getting closer to me. It was getting closer to me. It was going all over the place. And eventually I just ran out of the room. I came back a little later. I'm like, yo, I don't know how to tell you this, but you just pissed everywhere. Just and I don't know what to do about it.
I saw her in the next morning. She's from Rhode Island.
Yeah, now that's pretty.
What? She goes like this. She's like,
Logan, I did a bad thing.
No, she's from Providence and she has a Providence Logan, accent. I did a really bad thing.
And I go, I heard.
I'm so sorry to hear.
I didn't know what to do.
You were severely distraught for like 3-4 days.
I still am. I have post-traumatic.
He has post-traumatic stress.
Piss disorder. PTPD, yeah. Dude.
All right, listen, we're done, bro. No more piss.
That was a piss. No,
hey, listen, so you own an electric bike company?
Yeah, bro. Zolli scooter bikes.
I'm a partner
in the
company. How's that go?
Can we talk about this?
So you know Pharaoh?
Yeah, of course, Pharaoh's the homie. Shout out Pharaoh, man.
What? Okay. This is crazy.
What?
This is crazy. Okay, because I gotta talk about this because there once again, there's a group of people that watch the show that respect like the business and that side of things. So I want to get into this. What the fuck went wrong? Was it the vision? Was it the not understanding the market where that you guys didn't say ride sharing is the next wave? Because literally you did it before everybody.
Yeah,
and then
weird.
I watched fucking Lime
and all
Bird,
those people.
And then Wheels. Because
here's the thing. Like, at the time, and still is sort of our vision for the company was, not to speak for everyone, but my particular vision for the company was to have the bikes, like, be amenities in, you know, upper class hotels. You know, like when you go to hotels like in Hawaii and you buy a suite, it comes with two bicycles. So I didn't want our product to be sitting literally on the side of the street and getting damaged and rained on and pissed on. Not to go back. Sorry. But you know what I'm saying? I just didn't want that. Okay. I wanted our bikes to be in nice places, getting treated well, written, you know, like that. So it just like, you know, everybody wasn't on board with that. They wanted to go that route, but we got beat to it.
Because I remember, and by the way, I don't think it was anybody being wrong or like not enough forward thinking. The only thing I thought in my mind was, it was like you guys
had the
winning scratch
and you didn't claim it or some shit.
Because dude, fucking Straight Wheels up. Came, they had just closed a 600, no, I think it was like a multi-hundred million dollar deal by selling WAG, which was the site that they all worked on before it.
Oh, really?
And so the guys that started WAG, the dog walking website, went and started Wheels. I look at it and I see it and I'm like, this is a fucking Zolli bike.
We're literally.
And these dudes now have the next $1 billion. Literally. No, there's no about it.
I think all that stuff is a bro. But I've always been saying, I think that like all these Limes and all these bikes everywhere, like one, they're not safe for the drivers or the riders of the
Yo, when I ride scooters. Those things, first off, it's impossible to ride them without smiling. For me, personally, I have so much fun when I'm just scooting on a bird. I'm like, this is fun.
When we were in Stockholm, Sweden, it was the only way we got around. Incredible. Even Milton, my boxing coach, my 60-plus-year-old boxing coach, is scooting around.
It's so fun.
Line. It's great. Yeah.
So it is dangerous, though.
It's dangerous.
But I was just saying, like, but my idea for the company was when you go to Sweden, instead of you finding one on the street, the hotel has already purchased some from us and that they keep and that belong to the hotel. And when they give them to you as an
amenity.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like that way you don't have to look for yours. Yours says, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's,
yours is for you. It's not like something that you just pick up on the street.
Are you anti scooter, electric scooter?
No, I'm not anti electric scooter. I just think that they need to make them a little safer for everyone.
How?
I don't have the answer, Sway.
you know, like the drones that have like the guards around the propellers. Maybe we should put those on the scooters, like an orb ball.
Yeah, what if you wear an orb ball?
Oh my god.
Yo, but in all honesty, I mean, sitting around with a bunch of influential people. I mean, someone near and dear to our community extremely lost their mother. Roman Atwood's mom was killed in a very tragic scooter accident. And she's, and really? By the way,
that's tragic,
and by the way, I believe another influencer just died in a scooter accident as well. Another smaller YouTuber. Yeah, I believe so.
That's terrible. That's the interesting condolences to their families, man. You know, and like that's why I was just saying, like, let's make them safer. Like, you know, like make them like to where their amenities where you go to vacations and the hotel already has cart paths and stuff.
Yeah, you
know,
you, like 35-year-old Emily Hartridge died in a scooter accident as well.
Yeah, because like if I'm driving up Sunset, I see so many people that I almost hit. And it's like, I'm a responsible driver, so I see them. But, you know, everybody doesn't drive that way.
I think it's only a matter of time before... Like, I know I was actually just driving down in Venice, and the whole boardwalk is you can't ride down there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't park them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I think it's going to start to happen where, like, it'll just shut off in certain areas.
That's what I predicted from the beginning.
But wait,
I was saying, let's not do it. Let's not do that.
Well, if you rush to get it out, you know... Yes, you could probably make a lot of money, but you could also get a fat fine.
When you sign away all the liability out the window. But the thing is
but it's on the company.
The liability's on you. As soon as you sign up for the app and agree to it, you've signed your life away. But the question is, how do you make it safer? Because by blocking certain areas,
my prediction. I think they're all going to be banned in a year.
I don't see.
Well, I mean,
because there's too many of them.
There's too many. It happened with hoverboards.
Yeah.
Do you remember hoverboards were like this nuisance? Yeah. It was like the new age.
That was because they were like blowing up, right?
No. You could no longer ride them on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And bro, scooters, it's a wild west. Like, yeah. Especially in Stockholm, the people walking on the sidewalk hate you. The people driving on the street hate you.
Everyone hates you.
It's so weird how like that industry of scootering has so many weird stories. Like it brings me back to the story about the guy who started Segway. Fuck, he segwayed off a cliff, dude, and died, bro.
No, I'm not even gonna lie. That blew my mind.
That is one of the most ironic.
Do you think that should have been a moment where we all realized all these electric vehicles, they're just not meant to be? Maybe we're supposed to walk.
I don't know. It's like
except for Tesla.
Yeah, that's
his name was Dean Kamen. He
didn't start. He was the CEO, right?
Regardless, if you die on your, it's like you can't die on his own product,
bro. And he wrote it off a cliff.
It's like
Segway company owner rides scooter off cliff.
That's terrible, bro.
No bueno.
It's like Riley Reid, like somehow finding a way to die with her fleshlight. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you?
I just feel like there were so many better analogies. You know what I'm saying?
He could have gone with any shot. He could have came up with anything.
Fuck.
Literally anything.
All the piss talk got me in the dick's end. I can't get my foot out.
Oh, whoa. Quick pause. We got a sponsor.
What? Another.
Yep. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom because everyone likes to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds. Probably could have used Blue Chew a couple times in my life.
Yeah.
Premature ejaculation is the worst.
You literally hate to see it.
At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the active ingredients. I can never say these. Why do I even say? It's the same ingredients in Viagra and Cialis.
Okay.
It looks like Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
You're smarter than I am.
I just read.
They're chewables. They work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. They can be taken when you're full or on an empty stomach. And it only takes a few minutes to connect with the BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed quickly online. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation like, hey, I wish I was harder.
Yeah, we all like a quick boner.
Yeah, especially the ones that just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
And it comes to your house in discreet packaging too. So no one walking by your mailman, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. It's actually my name, L-O-G-A-N, Logan. You just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Logan.
Yep. Also, hashtag your next boner.
Yes, hashtag Logan. Dethrone the boner.
Back to the episode. All right. So, hey, you know what's good to see, Kyle?
What's good to see?
You still got a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah, head looks nice.
Literally.
A lot of people, like, no joke, like, they tell me that I look the exact same as I did on the Disney Channel. I personally don't see it. Like when I look in the mirror, like I've had like looks with myself in the mirror. I know that sounds
like you check yourself out a little bit.
No, not check yourself out.
I don't know. Kyle.
It's exact.
Looks pretty freaking similar to me.
Not a day's gone by. You have the same hair.
Look at that.
I'm sorry. Is that you looking in the mirror today?
This is not helping my point at all. But yes, I don't like those. Yeah, those are newer.
What do you mean those are new? I can't tell. Is that 10 years ago? Is that yesterday? Like what?
Seriously?
No, but you did go through the Disney machine.
Man, that's crazy.
I'm not just one show.
Yeah, I had a few shows on Disney Channel.
So why aren't you crazy?
Or killing people?
So why aren't you crazy? I'm from Atlanta. So, you know, I go back and forth to Atlanta all the time, but, you know, I know a lot of crazy ass people that was on Disney Channel.
For sure.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy because I got to grow up and watch them go crazy.
Oh, you had the warnings.
You're like, I
had a front row seat to crazy. Yeah. Everybody else going crazy, but I guess we had a front row ticket. I'm like, oh, so this is what crazy looks like.
Yeah, I guess Disney stars are normal.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I saw what crazy looked like. Let's try normal one time.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it's got to be so easy to be sucked in because it is like a machine, right? Like how old were you on That's a Raven?
I was 8 on That's a Raven. Jesus. So I'll be 28 in 5 days. And so, yeah, that's almost 20 years.
Do they
still own like part of your arm or some shit? how does that work?
No, like right now I work for Nickelodeon. I work for Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. I got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Nickelodeon. I played Jeremy. And on Cartoon Network, we've got Mighty Magic Swords.
That's like a Confederate soldier just flipping to the north. Yeah, you really.
No, it's not like that. Because if you look on Nickelodeon, like you'll see a lot of Disney commercials. You know, like it's like they're starting to become more friendly.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
Imagine that conglomerate, that
merger.
That'd be nuts. Ooh,
that'd be crazy.
That'd be gnarly.
Bread season.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine the SpongeBob ride at Disneyland. What?
Would love it. This kid would live there.
What?
Bro, that is my favorite show ever.
That would be epic.
Changed my life.
Disney would kill it.
How's Raven doing?
Raven's doing good. Yeah, she's actually flying with me to Texas in a few days for my birthday. Birthday season.
Oh, snap.
You
there
know,
we go.
But yeah, so Raven, shout out Raven. I just saw her. She came to my performance. I see Raven all the time.
What's good in Texas for the B-Day?
Where are you going? We're going to a fashion show.
Wait, where at?
I don't even know yet. That's the funny thing.
They have fashion in Texas?
They got fashion everywhere, surprisingly. Yeah. Okay. Even in Atlanta, I was like, damn, they stepping it up out here.
Hot Atlanta. Hope it's in Austin, dude. I love Austin.
Yeah, Austin is dope, too.
Austin's
I think
sick.
Dallas.
Sick.
I like Dallas just because everything in Dallas is like right there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
We went to San Antone. Recently,
that
too.
Was, that was odd.
It was odd. They call it like the conference center, capital of the world. Like, there, it's just everybody there, conferenced out, dude.
Yeah.
Conference. And by the way, everybody's just boozing it up. How many restaurants are we going to where there's a bunch of conference people, 1 p.m. getting blacked out?
Well, I asked our waiter one time. I was like, hey, like, what do you guys do for fun? He's like, most people just get drunk.
Yeah. Straight
so, we do like, so then we did.
We said, say no more, fam.
I've been to many business conferences. The only reason you go to a business conference is to get plastic
drunk. Yeah, 100%.
And auctions.
Wait, what? Dude, auctions?
Bro, that's the best place to get blasted.
Auctions?
Because then you can wake up with something dope as fuck, you know? You can get blasted. Last
yeah,
auction,
that seems dangerous.
And wake
to
up,
me.
You're like, what? I got a flight in a Learjet? Like, what the fuck?
This happened the other day. This happened the other day. Pull up LA Times, Beverly Hills Mountain.
How do you spell
Beverly Hills Mountain?
You talking about the mountain that was $1 billion and sold for $100,000?
Wait,
the dude that was running the auction just blacked out and sold it for a little less than it was.
Check this out. The mountain in Beverly Hills, once listed for $1 billion, sold for $100,000.
Tell him I'll give him $150 right now.
That is.
You want to go in on this with me, bro?
Duh.
Spencer's pissed. I think it's Illuminati.
Think it's
all
let's
this
all
shit.
Offer this dude $100K. That's $400K. That's four times what he bought it for.
By the way, I know the whole story. There's a whole story.
They're gonna build a laser on there and control the minds of everybody.
No, I'll
in
give you the 5 seconds.
Because I got bored. I tried to read.
I'll give you the 5 seconds. The guy who bought it.
One guy.
The original sale, he sold it. It put him somehow $200 million in debt.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And so when he was going to get back, but by buying it for $100,000, he let the other lien holder off the hook. So now he's down $200 million on it plus the $100,000. So he still got a great, by the way, he still got a great deal, but
it sounds like he got the worst deal ever.
No, because that parcel, dude, when you build 40 units on that and the fucking mountain overlooking Beverly Hills, he's going to clean up. It's just, he was the one person that was like, oh, 200 mil. Yeah, I got that. Whatever. Nobody else was willing.
That's literally what caused the water crisis is this property. Look at that grass.
Like straight fairway.
Like the sprinkler bill on that sucker is $100,000
an hour. You should see some of the old owners. It's a little bit further down the article, but it's like fucking Merv Griffin, I think. Look where the auction for it was. Yeah, in San Antonio.
Not, what? Was it really?
No. It looks like it, though.
Stop it. Damn. No way.
That's crazy. I'm trying to invest in some property. That's a smart buy.
Not that
buy.
One.
But I think it would be more valuable to put just a fat crib
up there. How is there not a crib? They must have torn it down or something.
Yeah, they had to tear down the crib. There was definitely a crib there.
It's literally just sand.
It was a lot of overseas people have been buying it for years. The royal daughters of Iran owned it at one point.
Why is that the only thing
Yeah, they
there?
Put a smack in driveway.
Like, what? That's driveway crazy. To nowhere.
And a gate.
How much please come U-turn.
How much money do you think would warrant like the crib that needs to be on a mountain like that? Like,
well, $100,000.
I think you need to put a probably at least a $400 million home up there.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. Million. Because, by the way, there's homes in LA right now that are the biggest LA real estate sale, I think, is a 105. If you look it up, you can find out.
Oh, so then 400 is ridiculous.
That's pretty
a lot.
It'll be the most in LA.
No, because
the most is 275 right now.
No, the biggest sale. That's a listing. That's never going to sell ever.
Yeah, it has to be the one that's sold.
But what I'm saying is you're probably right because the one that went at 105.
105 million?
It was a tiny little lot. That's a fucking mountain.
Yeah, that's a mountain.
What's this?
That'll probably be the most expensive home to sell.
I think this one is...
Just got dropped to 195. By the way, it's not going to sell. That's not going to sell until it goes down to like $140.
That's why they cut the price 50 million. They were just like,
take a 50 off.
You live in a house or you got an apartment?
It's like, I have a house in Atlanta and we have a condo out here in LA, but we're about to get a house. So.
Tight. Where at? Encino?
I was literally, no joke, as I was driving up here, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
This is a vibe.
We turned it out.
Is a vibe.
You know who's here right now?
Who?
Him. Austin.
Wiz Khalifa. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Like
up the street.
And do you want to know?
You got to get them on the podcast, bro.
We're working on it.
Vin Diesel.
Vin, yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know who started the trend?
Just sit outside of his house every day like you're about
the one that goes up the hill?
Hey, Vin. Yeah. I got a podcast. It's number one.
I will kill you.
You think he's going to be okay with us talking about him living in our neighborhood and his like exact house location or probably not?
Yeah,
no, because like South Park, bro, we're not talking about the real Vin Diesel.
Yeah, but it's funny though because you moved here a couple of years ago and now everybody's...
Encino?
Yeah. Seems like you started a bit of a trend.
You're setting the vibe out here, man.
Okay.
Drop a bomb for the vibe one time.
Whoa, what's Andre
saying? Andre's pointing down at the box. Should we do this?
Yeah. All
right.
Because where else you can even find a segue for it?
Yeah, so what? Yeah, let's go. So you've been sitting on this box.
I'm going to let Logan run the show.
First off, I just got to preface that. I have never laughed as hard as I laughed when I found this.
How do you want to do this?
So we get fan mail sometimes. Fans email.
Do you want the context as to why this happened? It's quick.
Sure.
Everyone knows about my Off-White Vapors, or a lot of people do. You bought them for me because I want to show a Jeopardy. You said you sent me on vacation. I said I want Off-White Vapors. Mm. I wore the shoes for a while. Banks got so tired of the red tag on the Off-White Vapors, which, by the way, makes them that he cut it off with a butter knife the other night. I put it on my Instagram story.
Because it's just a liability, the tag. Everyone knows this. So
I trip on it a lot.
Exactly. So banks cut it off, and we get fan mail sometimes. And one of these fans Sent us a nice letter here.
Yeah, but it came in an Off-White box. Yeah.
And I saw it and I said, and it said from Off-White, the address. And I said, this will be the first piece of fan mail I get. If my fans bought me Off-White, this is amazing. And yeah. I thought they did.
Yeah. Congratulations. Hey, Mike, we realized how much you liked your Off-White Vapor Maxes. Mm. Unfortunately, we noticed they were tampered with, so we wanted to gift you a fresh pair of kicks. Oh. They are extra hype. We hope you like them. Sincerely, at Young Bredo. And then at the bottom here, they put Mike X off meds because he got off his antidepressants.
Amazing. Amazing. And before, amazing. The branding you have done, Young Bredo, is mind-blowing.
Yeah. This man, legit, when I saw him, the reason why this became so great for me, he knew that he just received a pair of Off-Whites.
Yeah, I was positive.
He knew it.
I was so excited.
Let me see these Off-Whites, bro.
And these are the Off-Whites.
Oh, no.
What are those?
It's got 100
those
of the tags.
Those are not stock A.
It's got a five. And it's got Mike.
Oh, no.
It's got Mike on the back.
Damn. I mean, just so you y'all know,
they're only lightly
when I see Off-Whites, this is what I see. Yeah. I'm just like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. Yo, those tags are too big.
That's so true. Yo, that's what my mom said. My mom saw the Off-White tag and was like, "What? Like, why did you leave the tag on your shoes?" Yeah. I was like, "No."
Well, wait, let me ask you a question. First of
all, that is so funny, bro.
They are my size. They're 13s, and they're Air Huaraches, which is also a pretty dope shoe, right?
So it's not a complete L.
I'm just confused how Young Bredo did this and how he was so creative with it, because we did look him up on Instagram, and this kid just doesn't look like he's got it in him.
This kid just doesn't look like he's got it. The 11-year-old Logan Paul.
He tagged himself on the bottom of the shoes too.
The Instagram tags on the bottom of the shoe. But pull that sheet up one more time. I gotta say, I don't know how old you are, kid. You look 9.
Young Bredo.
Fresh off his soccer tournament. Just
I'll
took
give
home
you
14.
Yo, look, even in his bio, sorry for the realness.
Easy.
Yeah.
Listen, so first of all, shout out on the stock of this paper.
Yeah.
This is no bullshit. This is 12 stock paper.
Yeah.
He's got the quotations around congratulations.
Yeah.
Some real Virgil shit.
He's still in school. We can clearly see that.
And obviously the best thing is the mic, which is Nike, times off meds.
Yeah.
This makes me.
That's so funny.
Envious of your troll level.
Yeah,
this is.
That's professional
top,
trolling.
Top level. Kudos, Young Bredo.
Sorry for the realness.
Yeah. It was just so, it was so beautifully tragic to just open that box.
Young Bredo. I'm going to take him, Young Bredo. I'm going to give him to one of my cousins.
Give him the Raven.
Give him the Raven. I'm going to print the same thing with Raven's name on it.
Good God. And I feel like we just opened up a can of worms now.
That's so funny, though.
You guys are about to get trolled.
I love this show, though, man. This show is really dope. I love how you got the logo in the middle.
Thanks,
right,
man.
Here. I like how the lighting. Let's see if we can cue the lighting. Let's see.
Oh, we can.
All right. Cue lighting. Oh, shit.
What the fuck is that shit?
Why'd you do that?
I just wanted to see, like, what you guys.
Why don't you do the fun one?
Yeah, there
you go. Hey, how much fun is this, eh? This is great.
Why don't you tell us more? I mean, you talked about the design of the set, but.
No, I love the set. Is this your dog?
Yeah, her name's Ginger. She's wearing a diaper currently because she's on her period. Did you know about that?
I've not yet.
Female dogs, if they're not fixed.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
How free? It's not once a month, is it?
I heard it was, I think it's once a year.
Yeah.
But for 2 to 4 weeks.
Whoa.
And she sometimes soils her diaper.
No way.
Sucks,
it just
puts
up all your shit. That's crazy.
Dude, I looked it up once. I don't know if you've ever looked this up. How much it costs to just have a pet.
Yeah, it costs so much
it
money.
Does?
Oh my God, so much
money. Bro, my homie spent like $6,000 on his dog, taking it to the vet in like 2 months because it was sick. And I was like, it's like $6,000. You can like buy a finger or something.
The lifetime of having.
Is that a drug reference?
No, like, you know, if you like,
if you lose a finger, you can buy one for $6,000.
No, there's probably somewhere market. On the
there's
planet.
A weight. There's a weight measurement of heroin called the finger of heroin.
Really?
Yeah, and it's about
that's
6K.
Purely coincidental.
And it's about 6K. You what the fuck are you doing in Atlanta, bro? What's good?
I like how he knows that, and I have no idea.
I got a pass, what the fuck bro.
He got a pass. Yeah.
It's 10 grams, bro. Fingers, 10 grams.
I heard it's like literally owning a dog in its lifetime will cost like 40K.
Yeah, and that's not including buying the dog. Some dogs cost 40K.
Bob Barker, according to our
Bob Barker, fought his whole life. Bob Barker fought his whole life at the end of Price is Right to get people to spay and neuter their pets. And don't forget, guys, get your pets spayed and neutered at the end of every fucking episode. And furthermore,
who the fuck is Bob?
Yo, look up Bob Barker, Adam Sandler.
It's a brand new car.
Look up Bob Barker, Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore.
I hate everyone. Hey,
wait. Bob Barker, Adam Sandler.
Bob Barker, bro.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Brand new yeah. car. You never.
Go
know
to
that
YouTube.
Term.
Go to YouTube. You want a brand it might new come car. Up.
Adam Sandler versus Bob Barker uncensored.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the next one down.
Yeah, the next one. No. You got it. Oh, you had it.
Yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
the price is wrong, bitch.
I got served with an ad. Video will play after ad. Don't worry. Looks like some sort of.
That's
scary
wild,
movie.
Man.
Bro,
every
I
time
get
I went
one
to
of
my
these ads and just put my face on it and just blink.
I've done that. Serve your ads on other YouTubers' videos.
No way.
Yeah. Oh,
only on my haters.
Here we go.
This is a very. Need a blanket and suntan lotion because you're never getting off the beach. Just the way you never got into the NHL.
Jackass. What is this?
No, hold on.
Wait, that's not Bob Barker.
I need you to. Bob Barker is coming up. And second of all, I need everyone in this room to tread fucking lightly. If I hear one diss on any of this, I'll lose my shit.
Go like three quarters of the way in.
Is it here?
No.
Jackass. Nice shooting,
soldier. That's Bob Barker.
That's Bob. All right.
Because he's on his team in the movie.
No, keep going. This is worth it. Oh, yeah, wait, back it up.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, wait, back a little back bit more. A little bit more.
This is good right
a little
here.
Bit more.
This is money.
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Last place. If you're a professional golfer, I think you should be working at the snack bar. You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf. All right, let's go.
Oh, shit. Like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing. Oh, let's go, Bob.
Oh.
Bob's got a good jab on
him. Damn, Bob.
Give it up for Bob Barker.
If you stop it, no. Now you're going to get it, Bobby.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Bob does his own
his
stuff.
His caddy. You saw his caddy?
Oh.
Happy. Right wrong, bitch.
Oh, shit.
This is so ridiculous, bro. I didn't do bad enough.
No. Bro, it's still going?
Now you've had enough. Bitch.
Bob Barker, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Wow.
What a legend.
Clap. That just brings me right back.
Yeah. Brand new car.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's where I learned that from.
Some right. people say that's me. That was straight just in the up. Fight with Bob Barker.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Hey, it's me, Logan. I'm here to sell you something. We have a sponsor from our friends over there at Jade Black. You guys know Jade Black. Jade Black was started out of frustration of being unable to find any high-quality, fashionable frames at affordable prices. You guys know this. Most polarized sunglasses normally cost over $150, and they set out to change that at Jade Black. It's summertime. It's almost coming to an end, but it's still summer, so you still have a chance to look sexy. They're doing a massive giveaway where everyone that buys a pair of sunglasses gets entered to win a free trip to Cancun. I've been there. I got pickpocketed there, but it's great. Cancun's great. Anyways, Jade Black uses Italian acetate from the same manufacturers, brands like Gucci, Ray-Ban, YSL, etc. And like I said, they're polarized and the frames cost even less with my code. So go to jblack.co and use the code impulsive-10. Don't forget the dash for 10% off and a chance to win a free trip to Cancun this summer. Just don't leave your resort, because that's what I got pickpocketed. They warned me. It was a girl. It wasn't like violent. She was like dancing on me and she pickpocketed me. Anyways, back to the episode.
Hey, yo, so I couldn't help but notice when I was entering this podcast that you got a full boxing ring in the back of your house in real life.
Yeah.
So, like, are you shadow boxing? Like, are you fight? Like, are you like, no, I'm fucking, like, are you, like, do you fight people all the, no, what I mean, like, because it's in your house. So, like, are you, like, inviting people to fight, like, often? Like, are you like, do you just like be like, wake up like, you know, I want to fight one of the homies on my phone today. Like, bro, pull up to the crib, get your ass whooped. Like, bro, you know, like.
Have you ever seen an arena filled with people?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but do you like kick your homies' asses here though?
No homies, because I like them.
Oh, okay. But, that's what I was wondering.
But strangers and sparring partners, yeah.
So you go like find like random sparring partners or like?
My coach does. Oh, my coach does, yeah. Yeah, and I have this rule that I can't be friends with them. Like, I can't know them.
Yeah.
And I can't talk to my sparring partners, because, like, if they're like, hey, like, by the way, did you have a good day? And we start talking and we start conversing and forming a friendship. I can't
beat the shit out of them,
you know?
That's true.
But yeah, dude, we have a boxing gym. Boxing ring in the backyard. And we train hard.
What are you training
your
for?
Your fight broke the internet, bro.
Imagine if there was a second one, bro.
Bro, imagine there has to be one.
What
do you mean?
Is there any news on that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
any updates?
It's happening big.
Oh. Wait, do we have a date?
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. I'm bro. Nah, I'm a professional fighter now.
Wait, that's so we don't have a date?
Congrats on that, bro.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Do you like take pictures like this with your fist up now?
Yeah, we took pics yesterday. We took pics yesterday, actually. And by the way, they're fire. I'm going to download some right now, actually. I'm going to download. Yeah. Because,
you know, all the boxers, they all do this in like, pictures.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does it in the pictures.
Bro, you're actually, you're going to look like a man compared to the last fight photos.
I know.
You look like a greased up, lubed, like, 18-year-old Logan Paul.
It was a combination of
did you see these yet?
The hair,
Do you want to know what he looks like in these ones?
Yeah.
Greased up, lubed, 18-year-old Logan Paul. Quite literally. Well, you'll see.
With the beard?
No. Yeah. He's got what he had on today.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. I looked like a stud in these photos.
Pull them up.
Well, I would, but the Wii transfer's taking 7 minutes to download.
Damn.
I didn't plan on showing these.
Yeah, I'll show one. Showing these.
But I also just say, like, I look fucking good.
Good.
So how did it feel like getting, like, winning a fight, bro? Like,
so, well,
how does that feel, bro?
Shit.
Winning a professional fight.
Yeah, wow. You keep saying it, too. Yeah,
that's so
almost like you're just twisting.
No, it's just, like, crazy, because, like, I've never won a professional fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm sorry it's for just, asking, but my record is 0-0. Don't red light me for that. Like, what? Go back to regular fighting.
my record is also 0-0-1.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It was a fucking tie, man. It was a tie. I tied.
Are you at troll level 1,000 right now?
Are you fucking negative?
No. Wait, no.
Negative
1,000.
I honestly
didn't. He tripled down.
I really didn't realize that until you just said it.
It was a draw.
Yo, do you guys think you'll do like.
But that's not a loss.
No, correct. It's not. Which saved you a little bit.
Technically, but it is a win though.
No.
But if it's not a loss,
We still had championship merch.
It's like
merch.
The gray area. Yeah, there was merchandise.
There was championship merch.
Yeah,
which he wore.
Yo, so like if you're betting on a fight, like in a draw, is that like
it's
when you bet
called
on
a loss?
So if you draw, the odds are significantly higher. Our fight was 16-1 odds. I've been betting on sports a lot recently.
Yeah,
I've,
like football, I heard like people have been in pregame.
Yeah, stuff. For sure. I've never won a single sports bet.
Loses
ever.
Constantly.
Yeah, every single one.
Me too.
Why is that? Why can't I get anything
right? I
think
it might have something to do with the fact that you don't know anything about sports. And so when you, at all, and so when you bet on them, like it's almost
blue
like,
team.
Yeah, it's quite literally. We were going to have a conversation today about the XFL. Dylan tried to inspire, and I said, do you know what we'd have to do to Logan to get him to talk about the XFL? And Logan goes, what's the XFL?
Yeah, I literally just read about it.
This is what a draw looks like.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Can you zoom in on your face?
It's two winners is what it is. Yeah. So I'm right.
Okay.
Technically, I'm
like,
right.
I got my hand raised.
That's like two.
Yeah, that's true.
That's two winners. Because if there was two losers, their hands would be down.
Two people that just got their YouTube channels hacked at the same time. Like, that's the face.
Look at their faces. Like, look at Logan.
Bro, you look ripped,
now,
bro.
I was yoked. And by the way, I'll be there again. I'm gonna be a little beefier this time. I can't say too much.
Oh, come on.
No, that's crazy.
By the time this podcast comes out,
there'll be some announcements.
No.
Dang.
But two days after this podcast.
What?
So you have a date for the announcement.
Yes.
Can you say that in a straight sentence?
No. Say the date for the announcement.
I can't say anything.
That's the announcement date.
My hands are tied, bro.
To even say the announcement date?
I am contractually.
So we can't make any announcements about the announcement to the announcement date.
Or that it's 2 days after this podcast.
He can't even announce that there's an announcement.
Yes, I'm saying y'all are speculating. I can't. This might not even be an announcement.
Yeah, about
like
the announcement?
This could be a troll. Like you guys are saying troll. This could be a troll right now.
You know I'm the king of that.
He's the king of trolls.
When will we get an actual announcement if there's going to be an announcement about the announcement?
I don't know. I lost you at the first announcement.
I don't know what you're saying. All right, so these pics are downloading. Kyle, I got a question. While we wait for these pictures to download.
All right.
What were some of the best moments that you had on the show?
On which show?
Corey in the House.
On Corey in the House? Corey in the House, man, it was dope. I just got to, you know, everyone thought I lived in the White House.
I was going
to
say you didn't.
No, Disney can't afford that. Right. But we had a really expensive, you know, set. Hmm. I got invited to the White House by President Bush, and I, you know, got to meet President Bush and like go through the White House. Whoa. And then like they gave me this really cool tour. And then like one of the tour guides stopped me and was like, yo, oh my God, like, all the little kids that come on the White House tour, like, ask about where you live every day. Like, you know, like, and I didn't realize, you know, but she said that she used to give White House tours and kids used to ask, like, yo, like, you know.
That's wild.
Where's Corey?
Yeah, like, of course. Where's Corey? I thought you lived there.
Yeah, everyone thought I lived there.
What'd you think of W?
He was chill.
Bro, I will tell you.
I don't know.
He is one of the most chill people I've ever met in my entire life.
You've met Joe at the Nantucket Project.
Wow. Yeah.
But that was after his presidency.
Yes, after his presidency.
So, yeah. I mean, he's chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling. Once he retired, his favorite thing,
I told you this, his favorite thing to do.
Was meeting Corey in the House.
That was number one. His favorite thing to do in the whole world is to clear brush. He loves to drive around his ranch and clear brush. It's his favorite thing to do.
That's incredible.
My favorite thing, pull up on some brush that's overrun a roadway and just pull it out the way.
Rake.
Yep.
Pull up and rake.
Did he by chance do it with a scythe? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Is this his painting?
Has anyone seen anyone use a scythe to clear brush?
I can't even, if you have four pictures up here and one of them was a scythe.
You couldn't say?
I couldn't even
Grim Reaper, dude.
Bro.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
oh,
size.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, don't you just kind of like,
this is crazy.
It's like a cross stick.
Look at this.
Okay, wait, wrong.
Is that what you said Bush loves to do?
Yeah.
This is what the president does when he's not being president.
Wait, can you turn the sound off so I can make the sounds for it?
This dude loves really his scythe. Just a man and his scythe.
Maybe.
What? Who would love to do this?
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, that is oddly satisfying.
That's a lot of brush. He's not even good at it. I saw a dude that was just
He ain't even all that good at brush removal.
Fuck, now I feel obligated to show you guys like a dude who's actually really good at it. I swear to God. Some of these dudes,
yeah.
This is the show.
Here we go.
In a nutshell.
Here we go. Look at this motherfucker, bro.
Oh, he's killing it. Get it. Forearms. Yeah, let's get it.
Imagine clearing a whole field like this. This is how they make crop circles. The aliens come down and they get a scythe.
And they scythe for hours.
No, I think they, don't they use flat bread? I thought maybe they flattened.
From Olive Garden?
They flattened them.
I would really hope the aliens have more high-tech scythes than that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They use lasers.
Yeah, because their scythes hop out and just make some circles.
Hey, I got a question. How the fuck did we get talking about scythes?
Well, I just think it's my fault.
I think it's indicative of the show. It was George Bush's fault.
What I was going to say is, have you guys ever seen George Bush's paintings?
Are they top-notch?
Like you guys have never seen this?
Oh, that he does?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're incredible. Oh, they're incredible.
You've never seen this?
No.
George W. Bush is a phenomenal artist. Look at that.
He painted Putin.
He painted Putin.
I don't know if I use the word phenomenal.
Say one more time.
He painted Putin.
What do you mean not phenomenal? That's perfect.
That's incredible, dude. Putin. Are you kidding me? That's so accurate.
But at least we know where his mind is. It's like still on president.
That's actually
dude, Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he's right on point, dude. Like literally.
From Tropic Thunder. Yo,
this is hilarious.
I'm just a dude playing a dude. Discusses
more Bush paintings.
Yeah, this is a great segment. Don't show the name of the person. Jackson.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what Bush painted, bro. Bush thinks he's slick.
Oh my God, dude. It's literally exact.
Maybe he is great.
That's what he painted, bro. That's it. It makes so much sense.
He just happens to have an eye from Predator.
This just feels like one of those things that you like Chris Rock.
I mean, this is just, this stuff is great, dude.
No, it's just, this is that thing you do when you've got nothing else to do, bro.
Like, oh my God.
No.
There's this one painting of like somebody in a shower. And when that went live, it just kind of like, it was a little concerning.
What are we doing here?
Kim Jong-un.
I mean, dude.
Kim Jong-un.
You never know.
Yo, these pictures are hilarious.
This is that thing you do after you retire because you're bored. Like, mine's going to be, I said it before, woodworking. I'm going to make bowls out of wood.
Yeah, but dude, this is the thing. Those bowls are going to be pricey no matter how shitty they are. Because you made it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, someone's art that's going to be real pricey because it's actually pretty good is Jim Carrey's. And it's because who he is.
Jim Carrey.
Have you seen Jim Carrey's art?
No.
You've never seen that?
Oh, I have. It's actually dope.
You know what? I have my after retirement thing planned out.
What do you got?
I'm going to build the boats and the bottles where you stick the thing in.
My grandpa did that.
And so did mine. And that's what inspired me. And I'll also say on that point quickly, there's no shot I'll ever do that. And here's why. Because I can't sit anywhere for more than 5 seconds at a time. And
yet alone
focused.
Build a boat and a bottle.
Bro, do you know how long you have to sit there with a little tinkering thing, dude?
Have you ever seen NCIS? You know, like Gibbs, like for like 12 seasons, he was building a boat in his garage. Like, that's what I want to be doing.
I don't remember that part.
I don't have the patience, man. I don't have the patience.
I don't have the skill.
I'll make bowls, though. I'll make bowls all day long. I'll shellac wood all.
I'm telling you, you're going to be up in the mountain somewhere meditating, just making some bowls. Selling bowls.
I hope I have my honey with me, though. And like a couple kids running around kicking trees.
You'll have a dime piece. Bro, it's going to be good. I see it.
It's going to be a good life.
Mine's going to be food related, actually, in real life.
Living off the land.
Yeah, I want to be a chef, bro.
Me too. I was going to say,
do you have a plan? What's your ideal side hobby?
So really, like, I just like set up like events. I just partner with this app, Bender, which like streams like live music performances. Oh. So basically, like, you know, I just know a lot of artists and influencers and like, you know, musicians in general. So I'm just going to like help facilitate getting them. And, you know, like we just did Migos. We just did Juice WRLD.
So business?
And just transitioning into different businesses as well as just, you know, just having fun. And I'm about to do a podcast. I'm going to start a major
wave
podcast.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
You know what I mean?
What's it called?
You guys inspired me.
Let's go.
You know,
podcast industry is a $1 billion industry now.
I didn't even know that. That's
crazy, bro. Secure that bread. Get in there.
You should call it Incoursive.
Oh. Incoursive. I was thinking it could be like Corey in people's houses. Like I just like pull up on Logan.
Oh, that's
pull
funny.
Up on Logan Paul.
That's dope.
Go through his house. Just he shows. It's like Cribs, but with me. Like I'm in your house.
I have a segment like that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't know.
That.
But I feel like that. That's like something interesting. I don't know. We'll see.
People like that segment.
It's everyone's favorite.
Because you went in your house. You went in your room and you're like, welcome to the Maverick room. Welcome to my room. It's the shittiest room in the Maverick house. And like every other YouTuber's like, I just did my makeover. I painted my walls purple.
I literally was like, I have a couch. You can't sit on it though because it's only really for my laundry. I put my laundry on it and you can't sit on it. Like literally went through. I'm like, it's the worst room in the house. It smells bad. It's a little just weird.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
Self-deprecation's hot. Right now,
it's hot.
It's so hot, dude. You make fun of yourself. Summer. Hell yeah.
Hot boy summer.
Hot boy summer. What y'all think about
the hot
girls?
Is hot girl summer over?
What y'all think about all the female rappers that are coming out?
I love
out?
It.
A lot of female rappers coming out. Right
there
now.
Is. That's a lot. That's cool to me, man.
That's cool. I think that's so dope.
Like. You know how like, is it RZA? RZA?
Yeah, RZA's dope too. Yeah, I like cool. RZA. Yeah, she's
Remy. Fine. What about Remy Ma?
Remy Ma. Yeah, Remy Ma's
that's way back.
Yeah, she's throwback, but she's still a legend though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she still be dropping hits.
Cardi's like the queen, yeah?
Cardi's the queen. Like, Sweetie is dope. City Girls are on fire right now.
City Girls are on fire, dude.
Like, you know what I mean?
They had a whole season of the year named after them.
Oh, bro, I got some of these pictures.
Oh, no. I think that's what we've been really waiting on.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's been waiting for these pictures to download. That's what it is.
Here's a good one.
Let's see this.
My God. Damn. KSI is about to screenshot the shit.
I mean, look, I'm looking at me. Here's another good one.
You're ripped, though, bro. You're ripped.
No, bro, this ain't nothing. Here's another one just in case.
That's like your face when you get another draw.
there's some good ones in here.
It's two dubs.
I mean,
you got your own boxing gloves. Look at that.
Yeah, bro, Maverick.
I'm gonna ask you on the show, what's up with some merch? I want some Maverick.
I can hook it up.
We got it.
I can hook it up. Spence, you see this?
That's sexy, dude.
Bro, you think I'm like, I don't look like a lubed up 18-year-old? Come on.
No. Your body's looking pretty young and spry.
Yeah, I misspoke. And, I misspoke.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yes. Yeah, man, I'm getting Rocky vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, I got you on the merch. I'll hook it up. We got a merch room that has been turned into a...
bedroom.
A room, unfortunately.
Where's Mac? Shout out, Mac.
We're overpopulated in the house.
That's why I tried to, you know, depopulate.
I remember when the day you were like, you know, I am going to be moving out. I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
I hate to hear it, but thank God. Thank God.
This is great.
Thank God.
This sucks, but
yeah.
We're overpopulated in a major way.
I was just like, dude, it's just overwhelming. He's like, that's great. We both kind of just were like, all right, that's a good fit. That's why when I moved out, it wasn't an announcement, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's not a big deal to me. It's just like, you know, I'm just moving on up.
It does suck, though, because there was no period where I was like, oh, like where I was able to come to terms with it. I came home and another vegan had already moved in your room. Same. You were literally replaced. No, it's my neighbor. Like, it's my room neighbor. Yeah. And like, I come back and I'm so used to Spencer's like quiet vibes. He plays like Enya at 11 p.m. Like loud as fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
Enya's hard.
He's got a, like you had like cool paintings of all of us. He has a moss wall. Like, I can't.
Look out. Yeah, you definitely couldn't cope with that period. But now there's a dog in the house that's having its period.
I can't. So. I can't.
Hey, were you the runner-up on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, man. It was rigged.
I mean, what's good with that?
Nah.
Was it?
They're going to be so mad I said that. No, I'm just kidding. It's not rigged.
Is it?
No, it's not rigged. Stop asking me that, bro. You sound ridiculous.
Dude, you're being a little rigid right now.
Yeah. Nah, but I lost, man. Like, you know, I came in second place. You know, it's all good. I really should have won, though. Like, if I didn't make any mistakes, I just never got a 10 from Lynn, which is one of the judges
on
the show.
Is that this season now? That's real?
Yeah, I think, like...
It's happening?
Oh, my God.
You gotta be kidding me.
I mean, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah, bro, look.
What's her name again?
Lacey Schwimmer.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I just saw it. I acted like I saw it up in the top.
What did you think about that?
Well, I know we're going to talk about that. No. Dylan's got the sign. Oh, okay, and we will hit this.
You don't care that your manager's dancing with some other star?
It was a long time ago. Your manager's dancing?
You're not still pissed about it?
And I was the star. She was the dancer.
Apparently she's a star now. Mike knows who she is.
Look at that pic of him just talking mad smack to all the contestants.
Oh, bro, yeah. That was on like Good Morning America or something.
He's like, I want to start off today by saying, fuck all.
See, I got the Manny Pacquiao hoodie on.
You came in to fight, dude.
This is who I lost to.
Oh,
Jennifer Grey.
It's funny that that's her name, seeing as how her whole bottom half is gray in this picture. It's like she has no legs.
Oh, but it's cheating because she was on Dirty Dancing. That's like someone like from High School Musical winning Dancing with the Stars.
Look at that chick in the back. She's the one who rigged it.
I was just thinking that. She is the reason that you got second place and that Trump won the presidency. She literally is in the back like, yeah, I got Putin on line two right now. Look at her, dude. What is she? Lady, if you're seeing this shit, you got to reach out to us because fuck is good?
Got to reach out.
There's a good chance she watches the show.
100%.
Dylan held up the sign six times. Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer.
What's going on?
Has been pulled up.
Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars.
Is this really happening?
Yeah. Look this up right now. I know that Ray Lewis is going.
No, that's Ray Lewis is one thing.
Ray Lewis is dope.
All he does is, I'm not going to say it, but Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer?
He's the ex-press guy for Trump, and he is a
shut up.
Bro, you gotta see this dude.
He's not on Dancing with the Stars.
Red states love Dancing with the Stars.
Wait, this guy?
Yeah, but even red states didn't love Sean Spicer, bro.
So like, wait, but who is he?
He was the press secretary that would come out and be like,
everything's
after
okay.
Trump would dump some insane line, he would back him up. Be like, well, you see what he meant by this. See, you press. That's the problem with you press.
Hey, so you wanna know if the show's rigged? If he fucking wins, is rigged.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow, Sean Spicer will make six figures for Dancing with the Stars.
Can you pull up SNL Sean Spicer really quick? Or type it in and then make a decision based on it so you can get an idea of who he is. Get the video, though. Get the video.
Yo. Melissa McCarthy plays him?
This is one of the best fucking things ever.
Oh, wow. I got hit with another ad.
Come on.
Do you think this is a time in my life I should get YouTube Premium?
Might want to, dude.
Bro, does that like
Don't put me on Google Preferred. Fine. Just please hook it up with YouTube Premium.
Yeah, come on.
It's the least y'all
can
do.
How much is it?
$9 a month.
Dude, that's a lot.
What is that?
You guys got to hook us up.
That's to not have commercials?
Yeah. White House briefing with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Oh my God.
This is so accurate.
Settle down. Settle down. The suit.
go down a little bit and see if there's the part where she wheels around on the podium into the crowd.
Yo, you know this dude can't dance.
Like, go.
But yo, could you dance? Wait, before
get one of the questions.
Yo, but like, you just know some people.
Oh, there we go.
Dance.
That was it. Go back a little bit.
Get one of the questions.
Go back. She freaks out.
Are you okay?
Wait, watch.
Wasn't that crazy? We're not fake news. That's good. Shout out,
yo,
Melissa.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that was solid. That was solid.
Solid right there.
All the rightists right now are watching. It's like, sons of bitches.
I wonder if we'll get to a point where it'll just become so much about entertainment and politics that we just don't take it seriously at all.
I'm sorry.
Like, we just.
I'm sorry. Are you serious right now? Are you not? Have you not been around for the past 2 years?
No. I'm saying, like, to the point where it, like, literally is like the Queen of England. She doesn't do anything. It's just literally a show.
Their actual power. Like
politics does a lot is just of a shit. Show, and it doesn't actually do anything.
Yeah,
because it's entertainment.
Are you sure?
The Queen of England has no power. She has no power. She's a figure. She's nothing.
Yeah, no.
The Queen has
no
way. Power.
No. It's on
okay.
Very
she has
little.
Power, but it's not like government. Like, she's making laws.
She does, so she doesn't
no.
make
decisions. Nothing. No
decisions.
Who does
the Prime Minister? Probably.
Parliament.
She can influence, but she can influence the parliament.
Hold on a second.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, she can have some tea.
Isn't she like on the money? Like, isn't she?
I think it's
money?
More of like a. It's like a. I don't want to offend people, so I actually don't know. But like, I think it's more of like a. You know, it's tradition. Like, it's not really.
I think that they have some type of.
What do you have anything
power.
For us, Mike?
I don't know.
The head of state has to remain strictly neutral with respect to political matters, unable to vote or stand for election. However, Her Majesty does have important ceremonial and formal roles in relation. I think she does have the ability still to declare war.
Oh my God.
That's all she has? That's everything.
That's probably pretty good, though. She just sips tea.
In practice, therefore, the power to declare war is exercised by the crown, i.e. government, rather than the parliament. However, the UK has not declared war since World War II. They're just chilling.
They're chilling.
They're eating the eggs with the beans.
Tea and crumpets. Tomatoes.
Yes.
But they're like, if you motherfuckers, you try
like she's probably got a button. Yeah, like, she just put like, it just says war on it.
Like if somebody comes in and be like, these crumpets taste like ass.
She's just like, bro, imagine having the power to declare war.
Oh, and by the way, the British fucking dudes, like I know we talk about a lot about SEALs and Rangers. The SAS dude, those dudes are supposedly the SAS are placed better than SEALs and Rangers on the list of elite warfare units.
Interesting.
Interesting for sure.
I know that whatever 007 is, what is it? MI6?
MI6, yeah.
They got like some elite people too. Shout out 007. Like that movie has been around for a million years. I think it's going to keep going forever.
Yeah, I think so. There's a couple franchises like that. Why hasn't there been another...
Hulu?
No.
Houdini?
Ark? Joan of Arc.
David Copperfield?
No. Who's the guy? Who's the guy who like explores tombs and shit?
Indiana Jones.
Why is there another? Who's the next Indiana Jones?
Because Harrison Ford.
Yeah, straight up.
Potentially, Harrison Ford's going to come back, but everyone's like, oh, are you just going to offer it to Chris Pratt already?
Chris Brown or Chris Pratt? Those are two different.
Chris Pratt.
They bring two different things to the movie.
Can you imagine Chris Brown running away from the giant rock as it goes down the hill? He's just running, dancing, fucking dancing.
The fact that Harrison Ford is still alive is a miracle.
Why?
Because he's like crashed his plane like multiple times.
Wait.
Yeah,
for real?
He crashes occasionally.
Yeah.
Wait, in real life? Or the Millennium
Harrison
Falcon?
Ford flies his own plane?
Yeah, and he crashed onto a golf course and survived it. You didn't know that?
By the way, side note, I will never, unless I have a parachute on, get in one of those small Cessnas.
Planes. I hate those.
Yo, once a week on Twitter.
Plane.
Once a week on Twitter. Blah, blah, blah. Passes away. Small plane crash in Idaho.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wait, Idaho. But wait, Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt.
Shout out Idaho once again for your weekly shout out.
He had like a big boy plane.
Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah.
Did it go down?
Yeah, apparently. Like
Dale Earnhardt died on the track.
No, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s plane just crashed.
Oh, did he die?
No. No one was hurt, but it was like a big plane, like a new plane. But it was a jet and it crashed.
My favorite thing.
It crashed on like a runway or where?
Yeah, I think it crashed on the runway.
That doesn't look like a G6. It looks like a.
Not
Harrison Ford.
Since when is Harrison Ford a Japanese Siberian bomber?
What is Harrison Ford?
Dude, he was driving he was like a Mustang, from World War II.
Is he about to fucking crash bomb the Titanic? What the fuck is he
look
driving?
Look at the crash marks. He was only going like 23 miles per hour.
He was driving down the runway, and he just totaled it. He's trashed.
He blew a tire.
Yo, to crash a plane though, to butter down a plane and survive it.
Yeah, but where was he coming from?
Pilot.
Yeah, where was his co-pilot? It's two seats in there. Like
the craziest one is
probably before he flew it. They're like, "Yo, you realize the last time this was flown was 100 years ago? Are you down?"
This was fixed after being crashed in Pearl Harbor. Do you want to buy it? Look up John Travolta's planes. These planes are the craziest out of everyone.
Wait, what do you mean he got planes,
bro?
Bro, he lives at an airport. He basically has turned his crib into an airport.
Airliners. Massive.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
Oh, bro, look at that plane.
That's his house. His house is an airport, bro.
It's a terminal?
Why?
That's why whenever.
Where is this?
Yeah. No, I don't know where it is.
Where does he take off?
He has a runway built on his house.
Shut up.
Bro, but look at that plane, dude. That's why whenever celebrities start to flex, they're like, I got this new Patek Philippe. I'm like, bro, John Travolta has a fucking 777.
He's got one of the Cessnas, though. Look, he's got one of the fucking, the tiny little Cessnas, bro. That's not good. That's gnarly. All bad, bro.
Like, yeah.
I'm not trying to fly Cessnas, you know?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
The big plane, like that's like a seven. That's like an airliner.
Okay, so all right. Remember we were talking about on the last episode, Dwayne Johnson and earning $90 million. That was how much he was paid. He was paid last year. What about John Travolta? Like, how much money was this guy making that he can afford these? Like that's a $40 to $50 million plane, and the one to the left, the bigger one, the medium sized one is probably like 10 to 15, and the other one's probably 3 to 8.
Yep.
So how can he as an actor have a compound like this?
I'll tell you, because he's got more movies than that. That's why. And he's getting $25 million
dude,
per movie.
Pulp Fiction. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, dude, he's got royalties.
He's got
probably
more movies than he got planes. That's why he got so many planes.
He's probably making 10, 20 million off royalties every year.
Think about when they retire, bro. Their retirement probably is ridiculous.
They're good movies. $170 million?
Yeah.
That's all you need to do all that?
Yeah, I mean, listen to what you just called out. You called out like $20 million in planes.
Yeah, $20 million in planes and probably like.
And he probably got. He's probably
million in the crib.
You can probably get hookups on planes too if you're wealthy like that.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, if you got cash.
Hell yeah!
Money.
Yeah, be like, dude, I'll put your plane on my story post. Like, give me it for $5 million.
Yeah, Drake got his plane for free.
That's
yeah,
true.
So what? Yeah, what? What's up? What's that about?
I don't know.
The thing is, mainly he's Drake.
Yeah.
Is that like literally
I mean,
the whole conversation? Like he's Drake.
Who is the airline?
Because like who does that? Who gives
I think they had like an extra it's 747 laying around and they're like
have an extra
I don't know.
No, it wasn't a 747.
And does he
737.
Like,
what? Really?
Who pays for the gas, bro? No.
Well, what was the story with it too? Does he actually is it actually his plane now?
Is it like a lease, a free lease? 767, 300 F jet that cost over $220 million.
Yes, you were way under on those ballparks for Travolta too.
No, because that wasn't a seven. That was
no.
Wasn't
this is a cargo jet.
Yeah, that's a big old.
He's
plane.
Like dropping FedEx packages.
Yeah,
off
this is like one of those planes. Like it's like used to like,
and he decorated it as like a 1980s casino.
I don't want to bring this up again,
like
but I gotta pose the question: How many jets do you think the Beatles had?
I knew it was
how many did they have? I don't know.
I mean, but the thing is, like, he didn't. Yeah.
Back then, I don't know if you could buy jets.
No, bro.
Publicly,
James Brown had a jet with the names of his songs written on it. Pull that up.
You said Chris Brown?
No, I did not say Chris Brown.
James Brown jet.
James Brown jet. He has like the names of his hits. Like,
oh, the first African American to ever own a jet.
Oh, it was James Brown, bro. He was doing it like big.
Wow.
Back when like nobody was doing it big, bro. He had a jet with the names of his songs written on the side of it.
Is a jet the ultimate flex?
Back then it was the, oh, there, like, but you can see, like, if you look at it, yeah, he has like the songs on this other jet. Like James Brown Productions. Like he has like song titles on the door.
Yeah, I think it is, Spence. I think, I don't know if there's a...
Like, is that the moment where, especially like when you see...
At this time in the world, that was...
A yacht might be a bigger flex because you stay on a yacht for an extended period of time.
Well, yeah. But a yacht, it doesn't go as many places as...
Well, it also depends on what size yacht, because like that Russian oligarch dude, his yachts are what, like $300-400 million?
Yeah.
I think he has I think he might have a close to $1 billion yacht.
Bro, you know how much it costs to gas up those boats, bro?
Oh, yeah.
That's more expensive than the plane.
Yeah.
Like, to gas those giant yachts. That
so expensive.
It's so expensive. Whoa. You're probably spending $100,000. And then you have to move it out of the way for hurricane season. You have to. No choice.
Yeah, dude. Look at these numbers, bro.
Like, you have to move it.
$560 million by the Saudi Arabian yacht. What? $590 for Geffen.
That's ridiculous.
David Geffen has a $590 million yacht.
Who's David Geffen?
The owner of Geffen Records.
Where's my invite?
What the fuck?
That's fucking crazy.
A $590 million yacht, dude. Can you pull this picture up?
Is that serious? There's no fucking way he has
Geffen Records and what is that?
$500 million yacht? It's ridiculous.
MCA bought his company with stock, and then when
you need this picture
back in the 90s, bought Universal. Geffen made $1 billion.
Yes.
Stock. Wait, hold on. This is an ugly yacht.
Hot damn, this is an ugly yacht.
That is not an ugly yacht, bro.
Come on, guys.
That's a classy yacht. But listen.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first one I copped if I had $500 million.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's not the worst.
Want to know the thing? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mike. I'm gonna do some math.
Can you imagine that yacht wouldn't even be big enough to be a dinghy on the yacht I was talking about earlier? Of Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich, $1.9 billion American U.S. yacht. In U.S. dollars. $1.9 billion.
For a yacht? What?
Russian billionaire. It's called the Super Yacht Eclipse.
It is. With a name like that, it's got to be.
Pull this thing up, dude.
You could literally feed the world for like 3 months with that money.
Oh my God.
No, that's like a real cruise liner.
That's a cruise ship.
Oh my God.
You can't even pull that thing all the way in the regular harbor.
There's a helipad on the front.
Straight up.
I've read about like the defenses this thing has because it's in Russia. He's just cruising around the Siberian, or whatever, the Black Sea.
Like it could shoot down.
100%.
Oh, wait, is this some important person?
Oh my God. It's one of the richest people in the world.
Oh my
This
God.
Reminds me of Sacha Baron Cohen. When he played the yacht guy in his new...
So good.
Have you seen that one where he sells the yacht to like...
Yeah, that was incredible.
I love Sacha Baron Cohen.
The best. Hey, listen, let's wrap this up and do audio only.
Yeah.
It's like this, but it's audio only.
Fuck yeah.
Kyle, bro, thank you for coming on the show for reals.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Of course, man. Of course.
Gang, gang.
Kyle Massey, ladies and gentlemen. Where can they find you on Instagram?
At Kyle Massey on everything, man.
That makes sense.
And my YouTube is dropping soon.
Oh shit.
Big facts. Stay on the lookout for that. Until then, subscribe to this channel. We'll see you next time. Audio only right now on Spotify and iTunes. Take it easy.
Peace. Ow! I only my audio. I pull up.
I mean, are you rapping now?
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You release some music?
I spit hot fire.
Dylon.
I mean, we got bars. We got a
no,
beat.
No, not this.
I mean, we
MGK.
Got
MGK.
We got a beat.
Oh my God.
It's audio only.
Okay. Wait, nah, this beat, I need a different
beat. That's all we got. That's literally all we got.
That is all we got. Yeah.
What you mean?
Hey, pause the beat.
But you know how many beats there are in the world?
No, this is it. This is the only beat in the whole world.
We've had the same beat for literally the whole time.
So this is the only beat we have.
That's the only beat we got. Yeah.
I'm going to make y'all a beat. How about that? I'm going to give it to y'all for
as long as it's exactly that beat, then yes. Then yes, we want it.
Yo, were you friends with Cameron Boyce?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say we were friends, but we, I bumped into him at, just being a Disney kid, you bump into all these Disney kids just at events and, stuff like that. But, he was a good dude, man. Like that's, I feel so bad for his family, man. It's so terrible.
That's so sad, man. I hate when people are that young and they pass away.
Yeah, man, that's just
especially especially because he touched an entire generation, seeing all his friends post about how good of a human he was, and it sure sounded like he was.
Yeah, man, he was a good kid. Like every time I saw him, he was just like a cool, just literally just you know what I mean? Just like a cool kid. You just saw life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you tight with any super tight with any of your co-stars from back in the day?
Yeah, I talked to Madison Pettis often. I talked to Dylan and Cole Sprouse all the time.
Oh, no way.
Happy birthday goes out to them. It was their birthday. That was like a couple days
ago. Yo, these boys are killing it.
Yeah, man. Those are my boys.
These boys are absolutely
murdering. I wipe my own ass, you know?
Yeah, bro. No, they've
been acting forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they went to college.
Yeah, they went to college.
Which I thought was odd.
Me too. And Dylan was like, yo, I'm going to college. He went to college. They killed it. And they came out of there with a wine business.
You know? Yeah. The one.
Oh, really?
The one did, right? Mead.
Yeah, Mead.
It's Mead, right?
Yeah. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I don't know.
No, I think it's either Mead or Mead.
Mead?
Yeah, but it's Dylan's killing it.
Is that how they're going to get the yacht?
Yeah.
Maybe those boys are up to something.
Oh,
though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're sharp. They're sharp. Cole's
maybe,
killing it.
Maybe it'll be like, you know, kind of like the $100 million property with the yacht. We can just get it for $100,000.
They're like, well, we sold two cases. So, yeah, I think we could buy the yacht now.
We'll just finesse.
Just have a meeting in San Antonio.
We'll pull a Drake and just get a free yacht.
No, dog. They're both slaying it. They're both like dating supermodels.
Yeah,
or the one is Dylan's dating a supermodel. Oh, Cole's dating his co-star Lily Reinhardt from
so messed up. When you say supermodel, it just makes whoever afterwards sounds not supermodel.
What's the
that's the reality, like, of the situation.
A supermodel,
yeah.
And he's dating a human. You know what I mean?
Like, no, like a regular model.
No, I feel you.
No.
What separates a model from a supermodel?
I don't know.
Is there like a metric?
I think it's that high fashion runway shit.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I just mean like then what Paris. Like oh okay.
I would say like international.
Height and followers.
I would say international.
It's an algorithm.
I would say like whatever model goes international and is internationally known for being a model is a supermodel.
So like Wampa.
Like,
is Wampa a supermodel, would you say? Because he was campaigning with Dolce & Gabbana.
No, because that's not the staple of his career. Like,
yeah, you have to be known for that.
That still was pretty dope, though. Dolce & Gabbana.
Sick. Sick.
Like, look at Naomi Campbell. She's only known for being a supermodel. Yeah. Like, this is, she's not known for acting,
what
comedy.
What about Emirata?
Yeah. She, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's a supermodel. Emirata.
Yeah. Emirata. What's the one? I forgot her name.
There's a lot now. They're all popping off. Who?
Sandra,
Ambrosia.
Oh, Ambrosia.
Oh,
those are like the older ones, though, right?
And are we only naming Victoria's Secret right now? That seems to be what's happening.
I just know Victoria's Secret models and Playboy models just from like being around that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like going to the Playboy Mansion and stuff. So I don't really like.
Does that upset you?
I don't really.
You look
that he's
mad.
That he's hooked
so
up
mad,
with the supermodels.
Shut up, bro. He says, does that upset you?
You have resting bitch face?
Resting bitch face.
And you're cool with it. So like right now you're really happy.
I'm like excited. That,
Yo, where'd you find a cool girl at? We don't how does that work?
No,
you go to Erewhon?
We actually used to live at the same condos, and then we were actually both dating someone else. And then time just kind of put us together.
Sounds like yeah.
Sounds like some fornication was involved there.
Actually, that's the funny part. It wasn't any like foul play.
No, there's no cheating involved.
No, it really wasn't.
So you guys both broke.
It was like just so happened. Like it just like the timing. It just happened.
It just so happened that you guys both broke up a day before.
No, I didn't say it was a
4 minutes earlier. Yo, did you send the text? Yeah, I sent the text. You sent the text? Yeah,
let's get it.
All right, let's go.
Play some James Brown.
No, that was not the case. But that's how we met, you know what I mean?
Are there any days where she just gets on your nerves?
Your last nerve.
All the time. I get on her nerves all the time, too, though. So,
oh, that's great.
You know, it's equal, like, you know. But I love her to death. Like, I wouldn't want to spend my time with anyone else. Yeah. Shout out Hannah Giraldo, best friend.
You. Angel and I are really not on good terms right now.
No, you're lying.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to cut you off. I just literally, that's so fucked up. Before my girlfriend's laughing is because my mom's name is Angel.
Oh, shit.
No, that's my girlfriend.
Are you on bad terms with his mom?
So we were like, what the fuck? Like, yo, like,
this kid did his research.
No, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, he's fucking my mom. What the heck? Like, what? That's the ultimate troll ever. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I told a girl I was talking to recently. You all know who she is in this outside. I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I've made it a bucket list item. I'm gonna fuck your mom.
Oh my
wow.
God. That's the meanest
I
thing.
I literally was not expecting how that just got delivered.
Damn, yeah.
Because we're like 4.5 hours deep of podcasting right now. He that was a crazy delivery.
Bro, if you follow through.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fuck your mom.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, I looked to my right. I'm like, is this what who just sat in that seat for a second?
She told me she would. She said her mom's kind of slutty.
Just her the way all of this just unfolded.
What?
I had just started leaning back. I knew we were about to eat lunch soon.
That?
I'm like relaxing. It's like, oh, I had a girl recently here. I like her. She's a good girl. And I think everyone here, especially Danny, my innocent assistant, knows who we're talking about. And I told her straight up, I'm going to fuck your mom.
I'm going to fuck your mom. Like, I said to all caps. Bro, that's so funny.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
What just happened, dude?
Like, that could ruin their relationship forever, bro.
He's serious about it, dude. He's not even laughing.
He's like, no, I am.
This guy's a psychopath.
No, I seriously, I don't know. Like, I'm not laughing because I don't see the comedy here. I really don't. Like,
I think it was just your delivery.
It's 100% delivery.
Bro, you're going to ruin that poor girl's relationship with your mom forever.
Yeah, that's the point. she's an evil bitch, man. Dude.
Oh, well then, fuck her mom.
All right.
It was almost like the delivery guy that came to your house every day and threw the newspaper softly on your steps. And then one day you opened the door to reach down and grab the paper and he had it in his hand and he smashed you in the face with it. Blood started pouring all over the place.
Leaking.
Like just leaking, bro.
But wait, I know Spencer, you're crying right now, but I want to hear why you and Angel are about to break up.
Yeah, why you and my mom are about to end shit, bro. Work
Holy
it out.
Crap, dude. Today's a great day.
Great.
It's a great day.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Dude, just living with a girlfriend and when she's on that, you know, that time of the month, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just gotta be careful.
You gotta tread lightly.
Bro,
tread lightly.
Like I was like, why are you like upset right now? Like, what's good? And she's like, you know, we're just settling in. The apartment's kind of messy. I'm like, what about it's messy right now? And she's like, well, the coffee table book is just disorganized.
I love this.
I'm like, okay, that's 2 minutes to fix. The desk, the space over here needs to get reorganized. I was like, that's another 3 minutes max. And there's a couple dishes in the sink. I'm like, again, that's probably 3 minutes. We're talking 20 minutes right now. So she was just a little, you know.
She's on edge.
She's on edge.
I love this.
She's
story.
On edge.
That's I want so you to so tell these
bro,
stories.
I need
oh, please. Angel and Spencer stories.
It's tough, dude. It's tough. I have to learn how to just like, when you start living with someone you love, you got to just take a couple shots to the chest.
Yeah.
You got to take more than a couple shots to the chest, bro. Yeah, you got to take daily bullets. Shots to the chest. Yeah.
I mean,
I call them bullets sometimes.
Yeah.
If you want to say something, and trust me, I do say something, and right after I say it, I'm like, that just put me in the hole. That just put me more
really
in
worth
debt.
Saying, for sure.
You gotta take shots.
Take
bullets,
you know, it's funny because somebody,
you need to wear a vest.
Somebody else just talked about the shots in the chest. Our friend,
no.
Our good friend, True Jordy.
What happened, bro?
Not like this.
Not like this.
I think he misspelled one of the letters in shots on the chest.
Shots on the chest.
Oh, God.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm delirious. We've been on this set for 5 hours.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
All right, we're done.
We're not done. We're not done yet.
Let's go. Now we're done.
No. Wait, I want to tell a joke.
All right. I love jokes.
All right, I'm going to tell a few then.
You save it in your phone?
No. It's a new way of telling jokes. Hey, Siri. Tell me a joke.
What did the Buddhist monk say to the hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything.
That's good.
Well, I don't understand.
Can you do one more? Will she tell a different one?
Bro,
I want
my Siri to tell a joke.
Yeah. Wait, it'll be a different one each time?
Yeah, it's a different one each time.
Hey, Siri,
you can
tell me a joke.
Knock-knock joke. She'll tell you jokes.
I don't often tell Dad jokes, but when I do, he usually laughs.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Hey, Siri.
Ask for a knock-knock joke.
Tell me a knock knock joke.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh!
Holy shit!
For the fucking
what
win.
The fuck?
That's how we ended it, baby.
Oh my god!
God!
Oh my god!
Siri wow. for the win!
Siri just dropped the mic.
Shit.
Literally.
Oops,
bro. Wow.
Yeah, so Siri tells, she writes all my jokes.
Holy right. bro. Shit.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Wow. We all thought it was a glitch. We're like, oh, she just tripped
one.
Up.
Yeah, and then just. Up. And then punchline, boom, that one delivered.
I'm glad you didn't end the show. Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. That's it, though.
Yeah,
that's the button.
It. We can't talk. Siri killed it. We can't follow Siri.
Kyle, thank you, brother, for coming on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Number one podcast in the world, bro. Thank you guys for having me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, rate us 5 stars. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.